Hi, and thanks for joining me today on your weekly Bible study. This is Jay, and I'm sorry for getting this episode up a little bit late. Had some technical difficulties trying to upgrade some software, and well, you know how that goes. Anyway, we're gonna leave the book of John for a while, and we're gonna take a little left turn, maybe a right turn, depending on where you're coming from, and we're gonna head to Psalm 13. Psalm 13 today, we're gonna address a topic called worshiping with questions. And we're going to analyze, maybe not so much analyze, but we're going to dive into what David said in Psalm 13, and we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what kind of struggles we have as, everyday followers of Jesus Christ. You know, it's not uncommon for those of us who take trips in the car. Maybe we have kids in the car, maybe we have some other adults in the car, and they are wanting to know if we're there yet, or how much longer is it going to be before we get there, and all this kind of thing. Who hasn't heard that kind of a question coming from your kids, or maybe even an adult in your car? People of all ages are prone to ask similar questions when they're faced with life challenges that never seem to stop. Like, why is this happening to me? Yeah, you've been there. I know you have. I've been there too, multiple times. Such is the case with David in Psalm 13. Four times in two verses, in the first two verses of Psalm 13, he describes how he has felt forgotten, forsaken, and defeated. He lamented, how long must he suffer like that? He didn't actually use the word suffer, but how long will he struggle with his anguish? And how long will he think this way? How long must he wrestle with his thoughts? You know, this particular psalm gives us permission, really, to approach God with the same kind of questions. Lord, how long must I put up with this? How long must I suffer with these problems? How long must I put up with these challenges that I'm facing in my life? Well, there's a difference between approaching God in a worshipful manner and a respectful manner versus, cursing and swearing at God, taking his name in vain, like some of us do sometimes. And, you know, I've been there, I've done that. Sometimes I still do, regrettably. But if you approach God with the mindset that you're worshiping God and you respect the fact that he is your creator and that he can help you and you can put your faith in him, he will hear your question of why you're having these problems, why you're having the stresses and strains in your life. After all, what better person to talk to than Jesus about such things? You can bring your struggles to him, whether those struggles are financial struggles, whether they're struggles with illness, whether it's you who have an illness, or if it's someone in your family or someone you know, whether it's grief. Grief can be a really burdensome thing to bear, but you can talk to God about it, and you can ask God, how long must I suffer with this grief? But you can't curse at him for these problems that you're facing. You have to approach him worshipfully. So let's dive into Psalm 13, written by David. Today I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I usually read from the NIV, but I like to change it up every once in a while, and I'll get to a bunch of different versions. But today it's the NLT, and so the translation might be just a little bit different than what you're looking at in your Bible, but if you have an NLT, fine. Or if you're reading the Bible off an app on your phone, in a lot of cases you can change the Bible versions on that app, and you can go to the NLT and follow along word for word from what I'm reading. So let's dive into Psalm 13, written by David. Oh Lord, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Turn and answer me, O Lord my God. Restore the sparkle to my eyes, or I will die. Don't let my enemies gloat, saying, "We have defeated him." Don't let him rejoice at my downfall. But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. You know, worshiping need not stop when we have questions like this, like the ones David is posing to the Lord. He really wanted answers about, you know, how long will he have to suffer with this anguish that is just eating him up inside. I'm sure you've had similar challenges in your life. I know I have. The sovereign God of heaven, though, welcomes us to bring these worries and our worry-filled questions to him. You know, and perhaps like David, in due time, these questions will be transformed into petitions and expressions of trust and praise to the Lord. Just like David did in verses 5 and 6 of Psalm 13, where he says, "But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me." Let's close today with a very short prayer. Lord, thank you that I don't have to stop worshiping when I have questions. I can worship you with my questions. Praise God for this short but poignant lesson today. I want to encourage you to drop me an email with questions, comments, prayer requests, even. If you'd like me to pray about something for you, please send me an email at weeklyword2020@gmail.com. That's weeklyword2020@gmail.com. And that's going to do it for Weekly Word for this week. Come back again next time, our next episode, where we will study the Bible, study God's Word, and hopefully help make a difference in your life. Goodbye for now.